Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. Predators, this song played twice last night, and it felt real good. Get the 2-0 win over the New York Rangers last night. Let's bring in the man that had the primary assists on both goals, Steven Stamkos, who's on the line with us. Steven, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Nice one last night. I know it was a tough one, a hard-fought victory, but 2-0, you guys get the shutout. I want to start with Adam Willsby's goal. That you had the primary assist on that. That was pretty. That kid, that was what a shot.
Yeah, it's actually funny because he scored the other night in Dallas on a pretty similar play where he, you know, kind of made a great move coming into the zone and went top shelf and celebrated what he thought was his first goal, and then to get that call back on the offside was disappointing. So for him to score, you know, arguably an even nicer goal as his first in the NHL was kind of ironic, but we were all really excited. It was a big goal for us in the game, and glad he could do it in a win.
You guys have obviously been dealing with some injuries when it comes to the defense. I mean, how big has it been for young guys like him to step up? Because I really think they've done a nice job.
Yeah, they have. And as a young guy, that's all you can ask for sometimes is an opportunity. And then it's up to you with, you know, what you do with those extra minutes. And they've been great. Obviously, we've lost, you know, three really good defensemen, you know, on the back end. And it's you know, been a struggle for us. But those guys have stepped up and have played great. And I think a lot of those guys are giving themselves a chance to be up here the rest of the year, regardless of who's in the lineup. So it's a good problem to have when you have, you know, multiple options on the back end, and that bodes well for us going forward.
I don't know how you look at things, but I typically try, with a 82-game season, I kind of try and look at it in three-game segments. You guys have won two out of your last three. The Dallas game, I thought, obviously, you had to be happy with that. Good parts against Colorado got away from you, and then last night getting the win. So how would you kind of look at how you guys are playing as a whole over the course of the last three games?
Yeah, I think it's getting better. You know, obviously, you know, you don't dwell on what's happened, you know, kind of the first 20 games. Like you said, you kind of break it down into little 3 to 5 game segments, and we won, you know, two of the last three. I think Colorado could have went a different way as well. We had a couple breakdowns that ended up in the back of our net, but we're generating a lot more scoring chances than we were in the past. You know, the pucks are going to find the net eventually if we keep continuing that. And like we just talked about, you know, the young defensemen have played well, but, you know, it's tough to replace a Roman Josi or a Carrier or a Lazon. I mean, those guys are established NHL defensemen that are going to help us whenever they get back healthy and into the lineup. So, you know, we got Juice back there, as you saw last night, can really, you know, just be a calming presence for us. And we just have to find a way to keep clawing. We got a few games here before the Christmas break, and we want to make sure that we're establishing home ice as a tough place to play.
We're talking to Steven Stamkos on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Steven, you might not know this, but between the three of us, we have 555 goals in the NHL. Isn't that crazy? That's amazing, isn't it? Do you remember your first goal?
Oh, of course. I think everyone remembers their first goal. Mine was a long, a long time ago, back in 2008 in Buffalo. It was a tip-in, so it probably wasn't the prettiest of goals that I've scored over my career, but one of the biggest for sure. And like I said, that's something you dream of as a kid and as a young hockey player, scoring your first goal in the NHL. And, you know, you remember it like it was yesterday.
I love it. And I was reading about you through your career in the NHL, about how when guys score their first goal and young guys come up, how you kind of talk to them and kind of mentor them a little bit. Is that fun doing that? Because I think that would be fun to kind of say, like, look for this, look for that, here's what to expect and all that. Do you enjoy doing that?
Well, for sure. I mean, you want to help out the young guys when they get in the league. It can be sometimes intimidating, nerve-wracking, anxious. I mean, all the things that come with being a professional athlete, especially when it's, you know, your first game or first season in the NHL. That's where you rely on some of the older guys to help just guide you through there. I mean, we're not holding anyone's hand and telling them what to do. They've made it to this level for a reason because of a certain skill set that they bring. And sometimes it can be hard. And this year's been hard for all of us. So if you can help, you know, any young player, just like the older guys helped me when I came in the league, it's part of the process, and it's something that I think they appreciate. I know I really did when the veteran guys would talk to me and help me in my, you know, first year. So it's something that I enjoy doing.
I love it. I think it's so cool. We're the positive show, by the way, Steven, so we're with you on all this. Here's another crazy question. When you got your first big NHL check, who was the first person you called?
Well, I don't know, to be honest, if I necessarily called anybody, but, you know, as you know, I was 18 years old, and you're getting, you know, a lot of money at a young age, and I was pretty fortunate to have you know, parents that were really, you know, kind of instilled that mentality of, you know, being humble and, you know, just being appreciative of everything that you're going to get in your career. And, you know, my dad has really helped me still to this day when it comes to the financial aspect. He's really into that and is really good at doing that. So I've been fortunate. Not everyone is as fortunate, and sometimes that money can it comes in quick and it can go out quick too. So you have to be smart with it. And like I said, I was fortunate to be surrounded by a group of people that helped me. But you know, still, it's still pretty cool as a young kid to get a big check like that. And you know, you almost just stare at it in your bank account,
right.
You know, not thinking it's real. But it's certainly part of all the hard work that you've done in your life and the dedication in that, and you've earned it, and it's kind of cool.
I'll tell you, at 18, I was still stealing money of my mother's purse, so yeah. We have there's a 180, you and I. All right, so tomorrow night, Pittsburgh comes into town. How do we keep this momentum going tomorrow night? Because you guys got a little momentum now.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I'm seeing more consistent play, you know, systematically, and, you know, we've done some line kind of shuffling, and it seems like we've settled in the something that's worked more consistently for the last 3-4 games for our group. So just continue that, and like I said, we got a few games here left before the break, and we want to take advantage. I mean, you know, it's a really long season, and there's a lot of hockey left, so if we can get into that feeling good about ourselves, then I like our chances.
Do you feel like you've settled in kind of there at center ice with Forsberg and Marchessault?
For sure. I think, you know, making that move from the wing back to center, where, you know, I haven't really played a lot of in recent years, but certainly the place I feel comfortable with. I think just, you know, that last 4 games, like I mentioned, where our lines played together, you can feel the chemistry growing. For me personally, just being in the middle of the ice and being able to utilize some speed, you know, skating the puck up through the neutral zone, and just, you know, those two guys are very offensively gifted, and you want to get them to puck in certain areas. And I've really liked their game, and I think it's just going to continue to get better.
Do you think – I've talked to some of the other guys about this. Do you think that kind of looking now as you're at this point, December in the season, that, you know, you obviously had only played in one place. You're coming here. You had Marchessault that was coming here, and a lot of new pieces, that maybe that transition – took a little bit longer than anybody thought it was going to, and now we're just starting to kind of see it all come into place?
Well, you certainly hope so. I mean, yeah, it's tough. No one knows what to expect when you're making a transition like that. And, you know, we all hope that it happens early and things go great at the beginning, but they didn't. It took some time, and obviously we didn't get off to the start that you wanted, and it kind of snowballs from there. But, you know, it gets to a certain point where, you know, you just go out there and play and do what made you successful in the past, no matter where you were. And I think we've had that mentality here a little bit lately. Like I said, we've changed a few things up that have seemed to be working, and hopefully we can continue that.
Yeah, for sure. Steven, thanks so much for doing this today. Congrats on the win last night, and let's keep it going against Pittsburgh.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Steven Stamkos, Predators forward, joining us here on the program, here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.